This is the Heart of LAFC Podcast, episode 40.
Coming to you directly from sunny Southern California, you are listening to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. And now, here is your host, Jerry Jimenez.
What is up? Welcome to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. My name is Jerry Jimenez, your host, your friend. You're inside into the Los Angeles Football Club. Thank you for joining us for our 40th episode of the Heart of LAFC. We are at number 40, Joseph. How are you, man?
Doing good, man. What a time to hit number 40. It's the big day. It's coming up at least.
Yeah, man. So we wanted to get in here real quick. I know it feels like it's been a long time since we recorded. It actually has been about over a week now. So, yeah.
It feels much longer than that. Yeah, for sure.
We have a lot to talk about. We're not going to talk about everything because it's just going to be impossible. It's going to take up too much time. So we're going to try to concentrate on the more important things. We're going to jump into the last game, which was against the Montreal Impact, in just a second. But also we're going to be reviewing, or I should say reviewing that game and then previewing the coming game on Sunday, our first ever home game. But, dude, It's one of those things, like, where do we start? How do I begin? It's been a hectic, crazy week. Today, as we are recording, Los Angeles is black and gold. The town is lit in gold and black lighting everywhere. You were there. Today was actually proclaimed as LAFC Day in Los Angeles.
Yes, it was. Councilman Price led the proclamation with supporters and owners standing behind him. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. All signed off by the entire city council and the mayor. This is officially LAFC's day. We have a day in the City of Angels. That might be the first time a soccer team gets that. So that's pretty impressive right there. But yeah, we own the day. And tonight, well, we own the city. Every major landmark you can think of is pretty much bathed in gold this evening. And I can tell you firsthand, after the event, I went up with several other supporters to the observation deck at City Hall. And for sure, all of the lighting up there was covered in gold wrap for tonight. So they were already prepped and ready to go this morning. And if you look around, if you're anywhere downtown, yeah, you can see it. There's gold everywhere. So, yeah, we definitely painted the town in gold, and let's keep it going. I'm sure we'll be bathed in gold on Sunday as well.
Oh, man, I sure do hope so. That's going to be awesome. Let's kind of go over, let me see here, where are we? The actual landmarks that are going to be in black, or that are in black and gold for tonight, are the LA City Hall, the LA Convention Center, Bank of California Stadium, of course, home sweet home, LA Coliseum, LA Union Station, US Bank Tower, the LA Public Library, LAX, and the Gensler LA office. Man, it's awesome.
And they're going to stay lit in gold till 7 a.m. So till the sun comes up, they'll be lit in gold.
So, unfortunately, by the time that you guys are listening to this, the only way you'll be able to see that is by the pictures that everybody is posting. Mayor Eric Garcetti is out there. He actually just tweeted shoulder to shoulder with the black and gold. And it's and it's a picture of City Hall. Yeah. And that is in black and gold. So there you go. It's an awesome day for LAFC, for LA, and all of its supporters. So definitely something you guys want to keep an eye out for, all those pictures. You can check it out and get that black and gold pride going, flowing through you.
and I got to say, it's more than just a photo op, guys. When I was walking through City Hall, just going up the elevators, not even going to the third floor, just going upstairs, and a random employee just walked in the elevator with us, and she looks at us and goes, "You guys are with LAFC, right?" And we're like, "Yeah." She goes, "I am so excited." And I said, "Really? Do you have tickets?" She goes, "Yeah, I got season tickets. I'll be there. I can't wait to see it all." Guess what? We're having that everywhere downtown. Like, you go downtown, you're going to find somebody that's got tickets, that's trying to get tickets. that wants to be there, that wants to support the team. I've never seen anything like this for any team, any soccer team in town. The buzz is unbelievable, and it's beautiful, to be honest. It's amazing.
And it's going to keep going all weekend, and probably for, hopefully, we can do it for the rest of our lives, man. This is really exciting times. It feels like finally we have hit the point of no return. Like, we're now ready to go. So, yeah, I can't even put words together, because I was thinking actually earlier today of the first meeting that we had in the Gensler office, you know, and we didn't have colors yet. We were still... Our scarves were black, red, and white. And so, man, exciting times ahead for sure. So let's go ahead and jump into the Montreal Impact game. What do you think?
Man, if I didn't have enough gray hairs already, this is the kind of game that's going to give me more.
well, here, I'll give you something happy to think about.
No, no, it's happy. It's definitely happy.
Yeah, but I mean happy as in no stress whatsoever. The stadium was bumping that day for an open house. So talk about that a little bit.
Man, so we went crazy. LAFC supporters went nuts. We decided to do a massive drum circle before, and then we marched into the match just as if the team was in the building. And we treated it that way, that this was a dress rehearsal, and everybody took it serious, real serious. And we went in there. All about business. Gonna do what we're gonna do. We're gonna make as much noise as we can, and definitely include everybody into that party. And wow, the group really did it. Not even close to full, of course. It's a viewing party, but those who were there were dialed in. Those who were dropping by, a lot of curious fans were walking around in the back of our section just to hang out, just to see what we were about. And I can tell you, the energy was infectious. It was everywhere. We heard people singing across the stadium on certain chants. People were shouting back to us. We saw kids reacting. The energy is there. The support is there. What we have built for us in that north end truly supports what we do. The sound amplifies. The capo stands make communication very easy. Basically, we have this perfect opportunity, and we kicked butt the first game, and I can guarantee we're going to be even stronger for the next one.
Awesome. So before, actually, I almost jumped into the game without talking about the fact that I'm actually having a beer this time, which I haven't done in a while since we started recording. I would say maybe like for a month or so. I've been drinking water, and
oh my god,
you know what? I decided that we needed to celebrate. So. IPA. I'm having a Three Weavers. It's called Expatriate, an IPA from Three Weavers, who is in Inglewood, California. Mm-hmm. Guess where else they are?
At the Bank of California Stadium. Yep, definitely in the bank. So cool.
So, yeah, I saw it at my local liquor store, and I was like, oh man, I'm grabbing that. So, it is awesome, man. It's a nice. I'm gonna call it a tropical heaven mixed with. Like really nice, smooth, bitter hops. At the end, it's just bitter, which is awesome for an IPA. It's a West Coast IPA, so that's what you're expecting. IBUs have to be somewhere like in 60s, 70s. And I am learning more and more about beer, as you guys all know this. And this is a classic West Coast. Like, it is good beer. By the way, I have four of these left over that I'm going to be bringing with me on Sunday. If you guys want to come and have one with us, we will be at Bank of California Stadium. We'll give you some more information. You're going to have to stay tuned for that. but that's what I'm having. Are you drinking anything today? Or are you being
I'm having party? A Pepsi. That's it. Simple today. I'm saving up. I know tomorrow I'm going to be having a good time, and definitely Sunday. Hey, man, it's been a long time coming for these tailgates. We've been waiting forever to get to this moment, and I am going to have an awesome time.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough, and I'm going to cheers you and your Pepsi. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Montreal Impact. Sorry, excuse me as I move my chair. Okay. Man, what a game. Okay, so let's jump into this, because it was painful. For a bit, but a little bit of a cool, actually a very cool story. Definitely one that makes you really think about higher beings and gives you maybe even some in your hands. But so ninth minute, Mr. Ignacio Piatti, who we talked about.
Yeah, fair warning.
Was going to be the dangerous man. He was, in fact, the most dangerous person for the Montreal Impact. Ignacio Piatti, ninth minute, scores his first and then comes in with the PK in the 16th minute, bringing them up 2-0. Montreal Impact, of course. We'll skip through those because those two goals are not as important. As in minute 23, Mr. Laurent Simon gets ready for a free kick. Right around that time, as we said earlier, the 3252 was in Bank of California Stadium. And they had, you guys had talked about doing a little bit of a tribute, right, for Mr. The one and only Mr. Tommy Mark. May he rest in peace. But you want to give us a little bit of a story of that?
Yeah, well, Tommy Mark is the first player of any age to score in El Tráfico at the youth level, but he's the first to do it, and he scored a hat trick when he did
hat trick Tommy.
Hat trick Tommy. Sadly, we lost Tommy, and when we found out, we knew we had to pay our respects. We had to give him his due, and so we said, "Let's do it. Let's do something for him." The first time we're in the North End. And so we did. So in minute 23, we chanted to him to give him our respect. Little did we know that Laurent Simon was going to take the free kick at the same time that we were doing that and score what probably was one of the most beautiful goals this club has ever seen. I think it is, in terms of goals we've had. We've had some real quality, but this one was special. And having it in the 23rd minute, scored by number 23, 423, to be honest. It didn't skip us. It didn't get past us. We knew right away something was up. And there were some tears out there. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty special.
There's a video LAFC just put out where the 3252 is chanting, "Tommy Mark, duk, 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 Tommy Mark." And then Laurent Simon takes a free kick.
Yeah.
As they're chanting Tommy Mark, it goes in, and the chanting continues through it as Tommy Mark. Yes, a few people stopped and were like, "Oh my gosh!" and "Go!" and you know, but Tommy Mark resonated through that entire goal. And I want to share something with everybody else. We didn't talk about it the last episode. We already knew Tommy had passed at that time, but it was something out of respect to the family we didn't want to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it now because it's so positive, and he is leaving us with a big gift. You know, like, that really felt like Tommy was like sending everybody a shout out, like, "Hey guys, what's up?"
No doubt about it. Many of us were pointing to the sky, and you know, we're not done paying our respects to Tommy. So again, he's a legend. He will always be a legend for this club. You know, it's an amazing thing in his case, because he also played for the Galaxy's Academy as well. And this is one of the few times where football and humanity takes over. And so respect mm-hmm. to those on the other side of town, basically. We, you know,
the freeway,
the traffical, the rivalry. For a moment, we can all sit there and we can all pay our respects, and so shout out to everyone that's been talking about him and paying their tributes, and that's the right thing to do. And so thank you to everybody that was involved. And I know LAFC's put it up tonight. They put on social media that there is a charity. There's donations being accepted on his behalf. So definitely check it out on social media, because it's up already.
Yeah, I believe it's the Tommy Mark Foundation. They actually opened that up today. So more information, check out the LAFC, just social media all over the place. They have it up, and you guys can make some donations, going to a great cause. And yeah, definitely shout out to the other side. I know that, you know, we have our back and forth, and there's always that rivalry. But when it comes to Tommy, I think we can all agree that the dude is a legend for both of our clubs. He wore number 22 for the Galaxy Academy, wore number 23 for our academy. And they did a great tribute to him at the last Galaxy match as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, shout out to those guys, everybody that did do that, Riot Squad, ACB, all of you guys. Really, really good and classy stuff from everybody, especially when it comes to something like this. I think we can all drop that rivalry because this young man deserved nothing less.
Exactly, exactly.
So, yeah, and before we get all teary-eyed, let's move on. So at this point in the game, you know, Lauren Simon with the Tommy Mark assist in the minute 23, we go on to minute 43. We're down 2-1, and then Piotti assisted by guess who?
Who?
LAFC ex player Juca Raitala. So if you guys don't know that story, yeah, look it up. Anyways, it was minute 43, so we're down 3-1. Traded draft pick. Yeah, so, okay. You do want to explain it? Do you want to go ahead and explain it for everybody? So it actually wasn't just Juca Raitala that we traded. It was also Raheem Edwards, if you remember.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who did we get in replacement for those two?
I believe that was Kay, was it not?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Who did we get for that one?
Really? I was like, are you messing with me right now?
Who did we get for that one? I can't remember.
I'm
f***ing around, dude. He got Simon, dude. Dude, how could you not? Like, it's Simon. By the way,
you're going to make me beep you again. Jeez.
I know, man. So check this out. Legion Simon or Legion Simon. Shout out to you guys for sending us that amazing banner. It got delivered. It's in the stadium. Y'all are going to see it on Sunday.
So they got a picture from somebody, and they posted it, and they're like stoked because they saw it in our stadium. So, yeah, they know it's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Simon knows it's there.
Simon took a picture of it.
Yep. Yep.
That's who it was.
That's how it goes, man.
All right. So moving on.
Like I said, who cares about whoever we traded for? We got Simon, dude.
Okay. And, so yeah. Juca Raitala on the assist to Ignacio Piatti and his third goal, giving him the hat trick, minute 43. So, okay. So let's recap real quick. We're going into the second half down 3-1. And then the second half starts, and it's all the LAFC show. So minute number 52, Mr. Benny Fellharber scored quite a beautiful goal there, assisted by Mr. Ureña and Mr. Vela. 57th. So this brings us to 3-2. 57th mm-hmm. minute. 57th minute. Our very own ex-player, Juca Raitala himself, scores an own goal. And gives us the tie.
Like I said, we're on the better side of things, aren't we?
And minute 83, Carlos Vela is given a PK. By the way, we need to mention, Marco Ureña missed a PK. Would have been his first goal for the season and missed it.
A stud on assists.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think anybody can take that away from him. So, yeah. But in the 83rd minute, they're probably like, we should probably let Carlos do it, Marco, so if you don't mind. And so Carlos took it, 83rd minute, 4-3.
Yeah.
And then 89th minute to close it out, Mr. Latif Blessing follows through, doesn't care that he's at the goalie. The goalie somehow loses the ball. Latif is there to just basically tap it in, hits the net, 5-3 LAFC.
And that's why you follow through on every shot. But you crash the net. You get in there. You don't know what's going to happen. That was, dude, again, blessing. Never stops working, man. It just does it again. Hey, 5 goals, guys. Wow. Amazing. But yeah, like I said, it'll give you gray hairs, but you're going to enjoy the process because, man, these games are exciting. And every game we seem to play turns into a classic. So hats off to the boys for another exciting, crazy match. The quality of goals that we saw, the back and forth, man, it was so much fun. It was fun to be a part of the whole process. Thank you, boys, for giving us the roller coaster. Hopefully it's not going to be too dramatic next time. We'll just take care of business. But, dude, this comeback was amazing, and we'll take it.
Absolutely. So bears saying, we do need to say that in the 31st minute, Mr. Victor Cabrera was given a red. So they were playing with one man down. Yeah, a little unlucky for them, lucky for us. Regardless, it goes to show you do not need a player with the name that rhymes with Wantan Ibrahimovic in your team in order to make a comeback. So there you go.
I'd rather take consistency in a squad than one guy, and you already know that with me. But why are we talking about that again, dude? It's like, man, our boys are exciting to watch. I love the fact that they're playing this system that's like, all right, yeah, we're not going to get shutouts, but we're going to outduel you. We have the skill to outduel you. You want to get into this game, let's do it. We'll just throw 3 guys in the back and let it rip, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, man, with this result, that's what, 4 road wins this season?
4 road wins, 2 losses out of 6 games.
My gosh.
To start the season is huge, 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 huge. We are currently in 2nd place in the West.
Second in the West. The only reason we're behind Kansas City is because they've played 2 more games than us. That's really the truth of it. Many teams won't even get 4 road wins all year. I can predict that already. And expansion teams with 4 road wins in a year. Jerry, how many teams have done that in their expansion season?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good stat. I'm not sure.
I think one.
One other?
Guess which one that is.
Don't tell me it's Chicago.
It is.
Wow. Chicago 98?
Yeah, that would be the one.
We are currently tied for home wins with Atlanta United's first season. Away wins. I'm sorry. Away wins. So Atlanta United also only had 4 away wins last season.
And that was the best one since the fire, right?
Yep. And so,
there you go.
Yeah, and they made it to the, semifinals. They made it past, they made it far. So there you go.
And did they do that before even summer kicked off?
No.
No, it took them an entire season.
Not
to get
even
to that.
Close.
So. Yeah, I can make a safe bet to say that we're going to get the record for away wins for an expansion team. I'm just going to throw it out there because, come on, let's just make that a little obvious here.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing. Guys, I don't think anybody expected us to be in this position. Maybe Bob did. But this is awesome. It's rare to see an MLS team winning 4 on the road like this. Enjoy it because we get some home cooking this week and a few home games in, and then back on the road again. And that road match is against a squad that, yeah, let's be honest, we're better than. We can be really, really in a great spot, possibly all the way into 1st place if I'm looking at things right. After this homestand, so. The boys put us in a position where we're doing really good. We're looking really good. It's exciting to watch. The city's buzzing. The Montreal match, let's be honest, is a perfect example of what we're up to here and why people are tuning in every week to see what we're up to, because it can't be predicted. And I'm enjoying this ride, and I'm pretty sure you are too.
Absolutely. So here, ask me real quick if pretend I'm Bob Bradley, like you're asking Bob Bradley, did you expect to have 4 wins in the road?
Well, you know, what we're looking for more is quality, and making sure that there's continuity and that we play the full 90 minutes. It looks like we did that today. We'll just take it as we come. We take it game by game.
This is what I think he would say. Well, you know, we're playing good football. We're playing smart football. And, you know, what smart football is? It's good football. You know, it's football that is good and it's smart. And our boys did that today. And we'll continue to push forward to make sure that we put on a good showing. And, yes, we can.
Sorry. Define, yeah, the we. You must use the we.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yes.
So I had to throw that out there because I was just thinking like you know the man has a plan. He's the man with the plan. Also just wanted to say we had Mr. Omar Gabber play a few more minutes. He came in the 68th minute as well as Mr. Eduardo Atuesta, and they both look fantastic. I'm excited to see Omar Gabber come in for much longer periods of time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, they're working him back. They're making sure he doesn't have an issue with injury, not aggravate anything. So it makes sense why they're doing what they're doing. I'm fine with it, to be honest.
How do you feel about the 3-4-3, honestly?
I'm entertained.
Yeah, me too.
I'm entertained. I think with Harvey, it's fine because he can drop back. Basically, both of our outside mids have the capability of also playing back. Mm-hmm. So you can change it to a 4-man to a 5-man if necessary. You can collapse back. So it works. I do think it's built for high scoring. I think we're fine with that, mm-hmm. depending on the opponent. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm having a good time watching this thing. So let's just keep going with it. I'm good with it.
Okay, so before we jump into the next game coming up, which is very important, and before we take a break, let's jump into the part of the show that doesn't matter, the stats. So we have the shots total, 9 for Montreal. Get ready. You ready, Joseph?
Yep.
Okay, 26 for LAFC. yeah, I know. On target, 3 for Montreal. Are you ready, Joseph? Are you ready? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 18 for LAFC. Blocked 1-1. Possession was 11% higher on our end, 55.5 to their 44.5. And then we're looking at passing accuracy. We're at 86%, which is awesome. We had 8 corners. They only had 1. We had 3 missed chances. They only had 1 missed chance. We won 56 duels. We won 18 of the tackles. We had 11 clearances, 13 fouls to their 15, so we're pretty even on fouls, except for we only got 1 yellow card. They got 2 yellows, 1 red. So, again, none of that matters, but just kind of gives you an idea of really nothing. So I just want to share that with you all. But, man, shots, though. Isn't that kind of speak volumes right there?
Is this hockey, man? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I like that whole block shots. Like, block shots? What, this is defense. What the hell, man? We're just going to play. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I feel when I hear those stats. And oddly enough, we had possession. Mm-hmm. So this counter, both teams play counterattacking, so it's even funnier to see it come out like this. It's just like, let's swoop on each other both ways. And yeah, so the style's really just kind of, like I said, just take the paperwork, take the game plan, just throw it up in there and have a good time, because that's exactly what we got. Mm-hmm. Truly entertaining stuff. Throw it out, play the game, make it beautiful, and I think we were all truly entertained on this match.
I know I was. Before, just a little bit of comparison, against Vancouver the weekend before, we had 16 shots. Mm-hmm. This one was 26, so 10 more.
Yeah, it produces. This system works. It really does.
Yep. And I still get the sense that Coach Bradley is actually figuring out the club, believe it or not. He's still figuring out the team, the squad, and what he's doing with it. I mean, I think we have, you know, there was questions about the depth in the beginning of the season, absolutely, and there's still some unanswered questions. However, we're looking solid right now. These guys are still really new to each other. So just the fact that we are where we are is really good news, and looking forward to that growth to continue.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And we're only going to get better after Huerta comes into town.
That's true.
So, hey, where does he fit in?
Dude, we still have
Huerta. We still have Huerta coming in. So it's only going to get stronger. And guys are figuring it out, and guys are falling into their assignments a little better now. Again, I'm honestly really impressed with the way Harvey's playing. He's been strong both sides of the ball. He's holding down his own, and because of his play, they're able to play the three man back, and Betashore as well. He does his thing. He does his job. I don't know. I'm liking what I'm seeing. How about you guys? Yeah, I know we're not, you know, defense ain't the greatest right now, but I don't think they care. I think they just know the firepower takes care of it. And we might run into a roadblock one of these games because of it, but hey, man, I'll take the ride for now. This is fun, and we're in a good spot anyway. It's paying off.
Hey, Joe, I'm actually running low on beer, dude. Should we take a break?
Uh-oh. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, when we come back, we're going to preview. Before I say review, because the beer's starting to kick in, we're going to preview the upcoming game against the Seattle Flounders, the Seattle Sounders. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back. This I can just edit it out. It's okay.
Okay.
Or I can leave in. I mean, it depends. Do our listeners want to get some?
Does it sound good as Joe does his homework and
yeah,
tells you how it's gonna freaking be?
They don't get to hear the behind the scenes stuff. Hey, let's just prep really last minute. Nobody knows.
I'm gonna wing this. Sorry.
Oh, you know this is staying in the podcast, by the way. We're back.
And we're back, Joe smoking a cigarette. And
back. Oh, dude, dead sticks. Ew.
Waka. Yeah, it's gross. I'd never smoke in my life.
Hey, so ever. You're pulling up information right now, right, Joe?
Yeah, Seattle sucks. Okay.
Hey, hold on, dude. Okay, well, that's it. That's all we need to do. Second half is over. Seattle sucks. Thank you guys for listening. No, while you're pulling up information, I'm going to... Hold on real quick. Hold on. Here you go.
it's a question.
Beer me.
What is wrong with Roman Torres?
Where do I begin?
My God. That man's lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about a tailspin. Oof. Yeah, that's pretty bad, dude.
Wait, what happened? Oh, you mean as far as his... Oh, he's
playing, dude. It's gone. Like he's instantly become over the hill before our very eyes.
Hey, we really are back, by the way. So let's go ahead and just jump into this thing right here. Mm-hmm. Hey, so you ready?
Yeah.
LAFC versus Seattle Sounders this weekend. We come home, Bank of California Stadium, April 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern. What does that make it for us? 6 p.m.? That's right, yes, 6 p.m.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
6 p.m. Pacific time.
Sunday.
If you're not going to be there, I don't know what is wrong with you. If you couldn't find a ticket, you were too late. I'm sorry. FS1 will have it. MLS Live, I believe YouTube TV, and DAZN if you happen to be in Canada. So there you go.
What the? And then there will be some viewing parties out there. I do know Beer Belly, both locations.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Long Beach Chrome because they're going to do a viewing party at Beer Belly in Long Beach. so if you can't get a ticket to the game, you can't get inside, you don't want to watch it outside of the stadium on the big screen because I think they're going to show it out there, I think.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I saw a supporter group that said something like, hey, we're going to have this watch party. We won't be there because we're going to be at the game, but you guys can go and watch it.
That wasn't... I don't shout them out. That's fine. I can't blame them, dude. Like, hey, at least they're being supportive and are providing a community service to those who were unfortunate enough not to get a ticket to this game, because let's be honest, the demand is insane.
I'm just pulling their leg. And then, so what ended up happening is a lot of the main people for that supporter group are actually going to be at the game, but there will be members at the watch party. I was just joking. Imagine that. They're like, hey, we're going to throw a watch party, but we're not going to be there. Just go ahead and go hang out if you need to. Hey, regardless, you guys should go watch the game. If you're not going to be at Banc of California Stadium, I feel very sorry for you. And I come give me a hug.
At the next game. No, come out to the tailgate anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Come pay us a visit. Come on, guys.
$35 for parking. Take the Metro.
Take the Metro, support your city. I think there's like a MetroLink $10 weekend pass. There's a bunch of lower price stuff going on this weekend. Use Rapid Transit. Support your city. Yeah, that is really supporting your city when you do Rapid Transit. So join us. We're taking over Christmas Tree Lane. It's going to be a proper party. And yeah, there's not that many places. Well, there's a lot of places nearby that'll show the game because, come on, let's be honest, the entire city's watching now. So yeah, come on down, guys. Have a party. March all the way to the front gate with us. Have a good time. If you can't get in, there's places close by, and we will direct you there. And you never know. Maybe somebody's got an extra ticket, because that does happen at tailgates. It's kind of a prime location if you're trying to get a ticket, is the tailgates, especially for supporter groups. So come on down. Have a good time. Celebrate the fact that we're open up. We're really opening the house.
Absolutely.
That day. That's opening day. So come on down.
Yeah,
enjoy the environment. And I know LAFC is putting on a big party outside of the stadium as well. So they'll have a big old fan fest. Probably food trucks and all that stuff, and beer and you name it. They got it. So come on down and party anyway.
Hey, Joseph, you know who else is going to be out there?
Me.
And me.
And you.
Yeah.
The entire 3252 will be grilling and chilling and having a good time.
You know I'm probably going to be shadowing you, right? Like the entire time.
Are we doing a live broadcast? I heard a rumor we're doing a live broadcast.
We're going to try. No, I'm not going to promise anything, okay. But we're going to try.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try, because you're a very busy man, and I have a 2-year-old and a wife that I have to make sure they're acting right. So.
I've got two of those. We're busy. We're busy dads.
Yeah.
Can't you tell?
Hashtag dad life.
On top of the supporter and podcast fun.
Hey, do you want to give a shout out to our wives real quick, because of the things that they're actually doing this week that we're not?
Yeah, so this is called progress, people. And shout out to the ladies of LAFC.
Hell yes.
You know what that's all about.
Ladies.
And the Lady Ultras, because they're holding it down. And guess what? Our ladies are living the supporter life right now. So while we're gabbing over here on a podcast, what are they doing, Jerry? What are they doing?
So my wife is sewing flags, like a bunch of them, like a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is sewing up a giant, 10x10 flag. That's right, guys. They're doing supporter stuff in the middle of the night leading up to the first home game. Supporter life. Again, it's a family affair, guys. Everyone's involved. That's how it works. Kids are practicing songs in the background, playing on drums. Yeah, that's right. 1.5 years old, and he's got the chants down. That's it. Everybody's dialed in. It's a family thing. It's pretty fun, pretty crazy. And shout out to our wives for putting in so much work for this.
Yeah, for those that want to experience LAFC as a culture, I think we keep saying that it's this culture that's been built, and you don't understand it until you actually go and stand with the 3252, and then you see, oh my goodness, like this is unlike anything you've ever seen, and it starts at home. And so, yeah, no, shout out to our wives. Both Joseph's wife and mine have just been killing it since day one and being super supportive. They're the only reason that we can do what we're doing right now. So lots of love. I know they don't listen to us because they're tired of listening to us at home as it is.
They hear enough of us already. Yeah. I get it.
But if you see them, let them know that we were talking, you know, some nice things about them on the podcast, please. Get us some brownie points because I'm trying to make a Diego number two, you know, make him a sister or a brother. And it helps when we get some brownie points. So throwing that out there. Joseph, again, I think you're fine right now with two, right? You're fine.
Dude, cut it, snip it, stop it. Goodbye. No more. I'm good.
Hey, my phone just lit up as my wife texting me saying, "That's right." So she's listening upstairs right now. should we jump into this preview, man? I
made somebody uneasy right here with that comment. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. No, maybe not me. I told my wife when we originally got married, I said, "I want 13. And she goes, "You're crazy." "Oh, no, I said 14. I said 14. And she goes, "You're crazy." And I said, "Well, I mean, I need 11 on the field and 3 on the bench. So 14.
And it sounds like he wants to live in a shoe.
Yeah. It wouldn't be old school Mexican.
Oh, man, it would probably be like a giant samba, right?
Like, yeah, but there you go.
Okay, there we go. Dude.
All right. If not, Partridge Family. We're all just going to start a band. Okay, so
got weird real quick.
Okay. Yeah, it did. Let's bring it back. This is the direction we're taking now, guys, with the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk about the upcoming game. Again, we're gonna get to see Seattle Sounders in our own home for once. We beat them 1-0. Of course, season opening at CenturyLink, Link Field. 1-0 was probably one of the craziest and for sure going to be the most memorable thing for me as a as a dad. So Diego was you know, in the stands along with the wife and I, and it was just awesome to do that all over in our own place.
Yeah, I mean, we dragged the whole family up to Seattle and had that amazing experience with all of our brothers and sisters in the 3252 and beyond. We took over the city in style. We really took over Pyramid Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we went insane in that stadium. And for our first, I mean, talk about pressure, right? Like, you got to open up there at the Link. And our boys did it. And our supporters did it. And no looking back, right? Like, look at this. Look where we're at now. Now we're going to face this team. They're struggling. But you know what? They actually got a recent win. So they're feeling they are struggling hard, and a lot of it had to do with them playing international matches and really taking a drag from that. That's done now, so they can rest a little easier. But now they have to get their season back in line because it's looking pretty rough for them. So we're dealing with a wounded animal, let's be honest. And so that's going to be tough for us. But I do think that our swagger is very different than it was back then, and we really know what we've got out there now. And actually, you know, the bunker ball that we saw towards the end of that first game, the survival match, I don't think that's going to be the case anymore. I think we're going to actually dictate a lot of play for this one. So it's going to be a very different animal.
So here's a little bit of stats. Current form, LAFC coming into this game with 4 wins, 2 losses. Coming from 2 straight wins. Seattle, on the other hand, 4 losses, 1 tie, 1 win for the last 6 games. And that is coming from one win. So they did go loss, 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 tie, win. Their leading scorer is Will Bruin with 2 goals. Ours would be Mr. Carlos Vela with 5. After Will Bruin, they have Jordi Delam.
What is that?
And then, I don't know. And then Christian Roldan and Gustav Svensson all tied for 1. We have Diego Rossi with 4. Latif Blessing with Benny Feilhaber with 2. Benny Feilhaber has as many goals as the Sounders' leading goal scorer.
That's right. Our defensive holding mid, our playmaker is what the heck? Will Bruin is their leading scorer? Man, it's been a rough year. Okay.
Joe, they have 16 goals. I'm sorry, LAFC has 16 goals. They have 5 this season. conceded.
You can't laugh because okay. You know what happens when it happens. So no.
I was gonna say conceded. We have 13. Okay, so and they have 8. So shots. They have 80. Oh, I'm sorry. We have 80. They have 54. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea there on how they are doing. Let's really quick. We don't have anybody suspended coming to this game. We don't have anybody suspended after the next caution. So we don't have to worry about that either. Nobody's out on international duty, so that's always good. The only injury report, and this is going to be, of course, we already know, Luis Lopez is out with the right tibial stress fracture. That is a mouthful. Let me say that one more time. Luis Lopez is out. Our goalkeeper is out with right tibial stress fracture. And the only questionable person, unfortunately, or maybe not unfortunately, my homie, Mr. João Moutinho with the left quad strain. So that is all that we're looking at for this game. Projected starting 11. Take a stab at this one, Joseph.
3 in the back. I know who it's going to be already. So you got Zimmerman. You got Simon. And who's the next one going to be? Could that be Jakovic?
Absolutely, sir. So.
That looks pretty straight away right there, right?
Yeah. Wow, yeah I would say so. Dude, Jakovic has been
he's
impressive.
He's the man, dude. What did I tell you before the season started? He doesn't play for teams that he doesn't start for.
Totally underestimated his quality.
Yeah, he's doing it. He captains Canada, by the way. You guys know that too, right? The man leads. The man plays. He doesn't sit on the bench. Wherever he goes, he's not a bench player, dude. He accepts it and runs with it, and I'm truly impressed, especially with a 3-man back. Like, really? But yeah, he's holding it down. Good stuff. Real good stuff.
Absolutely. In the middle, we have Beta Shore, Phil Haber, Kay, and Harvey. Of course, we have to see Jordan Harvey come back. I mean, he's been just outstanding.
Love you, man. You're killing it. Oh, yeah,
dude.
It truly, truly impressive.
And man, is he good looking. Kim Caldwell, can I just say, his wife is a lucky woman. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just going to say it's a beautiful family.
Oh, dude. Oh, their baby is the most beautiful. If I can introduce her to Diego when they're a little bit older.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Oh, boy. I got to say, they have heart. They do. Hearts of gold. Good people. Without a doubt.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then up front, I mean, who other than Mr. Diego Rossi, Marcos Ureña, and Carlos Vela?
Boom, so, boom, boom. Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
The triad.
Comments.
The triad up top.
The triad.
Look, I think we know how things play out now. I think we can start predicting this pretty consistently. If this is what it is, it's pretty strong. With Horta coming
I'm happy
in.
With it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm liking what I'm seeing. And then talk about a super sub. Blessing can come in, right, and rip it. So I'm good with this.
He changes the whole dynamic, man. Does. He brings the speed. I mean, you exactly as you said. Talk about a super sub. The dude is just jeez.
Yeah. So you know, you're feeling a little tired in the 77 minutes, somewhere around there, and you're like, oh, cool. The guy who was assigned. He's coming off. Who's coming in? Oh, all right. I got to deal with the speed. Yeah, that's kind of where it's at. You see him coming off the bench. That's rough for those defenders on the other side of it. They've got a lot of work to do when he comes into the game. And, man, his confidence is building every game, more and more confident. The smile, it's infectious, man. He brings the team up when he comes in. Yeah, I do think he's been put in a good spot here, and we know he can start as well if need be. So he's interchangeable as well. So, okay, guys, it's looking good. Yes, they're going to be high scoring. Yes, they're going to be crazy games. But with this firepower, it looks like we're going to stay on top of this.
The best part about Blessing and the thing that is making me want to buy his jersey is the fact that the guy plays football because he loves it. And I mean, he has a passion, and you can tell he's not doing it for a job. He's doing it because he truly loves the sport. Yeah, he's a kid, man. Like, you can see it. He's just like, I love it. You know, like, for everything. We love it. I love it. It's just, it's so great to see somebody like Blessing out there and just set an example for, you know, future generations that to come. I mean, the kids probably love him and the fact that he loves it. You know, like, it's just, it's great. Something else that I needed to add really quick. Vela and Rossi each have 2 goals scored from outside of the box this season. And only one other player has scored multiple goals from outside the box, and that's Yamil Asad. LAFC have scored 2.76 goals more than their expected goals total. So the 3rd best differential in the league. We're looking pretty good right now, I guess. I just want to throw that out there.
Once again, man, the offense is there. The numbers look absolutely brilliant. Put that with the road record as well. Scoring from the outside, scoring from the inside, scoring from set pieces, because that can be hard for a lot of teams. We're getting it from everywhere. Where our offensive tools are paying off. Now if we get the back end to do just as well, which we have the players to do it, this team has so much potential. It's nice to have an expansion team with so much potential.
Absolutely. Let me go into the notes for the LAFC versus Sounders match preview that they did on MLS Soccer, because this is really sad the way that this starts. So we've been talking about LAFC. Let's talk about the Sounders for a second, okay? And by the way, I just need to say that I am a fan of Stefan Fry, but I hope that he just completely burns to the ground this weekend. So with that being...
He'll give us one. He gives everybody one.
Okay. So with that being said, here's what this is how it starts off. This is, it took a bit longer than anyone expected, but Seattle Sounders FC finally picked up their first MLS win of 2018, a much needed 3-1 victory over Minnesota United on Sunday. Seattle Sounders are coming into this game 1-3-1. 1-1. 3 lost, 1 tie. Gustav Svensson and Will Bruin scored 2 minutes apart to stake the Rave Green, as they call themselves, an early advantage. And then Jordy Dellum's first MLS goal deep into the second half, stoppage time, allowed the fans to finally celebrate a win 3-1 against none other than the furious, the fantastic Minnesota United FC. man, I'm trying not to laugh, but they're...
Don't laugh, man. It'll nip you. Trust me. Yeah.
Look, we do need to be careful because Brian Schmetzer knows what he's doing. Regardless of these finishing scores, you know, the fact that they're 1-3-1, I don't think that reflects well on what the coach can do. So he did make 3 changes in the starting 11 that played against Sporting Kansas City versus Minnesota United. So there's that. So he's making some changes. He's still trying to figure some stuff out. Clint Dempsey did not get to start. Okay, he came off the bench for the final 30 minutes of the game against Minnesota United. So I have a feeling Clint Dempsey's going to be coming in full 90 minutes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's getting back into it. I do think that he was nursing something. He's not 100%. He's getting there now. Also, age has kind of caught up with him as well. The guy's dangerous. If he plays, you know, you're at risk. You can't take him lightly. He's hungry too. So if they give him 90 minutes, it should be interesting. Should be rough for us a little bit there. But I'm still not confident he's going to last for 90. I don't think he would anyway. I think you get 70 out of him if you're lucky. But adding to it, their offense has a lot of injuries. There's a lot missing within that team. I can't write them off. This is MLS. The minute you think you got it figured out, it all goes haywire. So, yeah. That's our league. It's beyond unpredictable. I think the only thing that's more unpredictable is like hockey. So watch out. The boys better play this one serious. You saw what they could do to us in the second half when we were up there and how they could start rallying and start moving. Again, we escaped the last game against them. So you know the weaponry is there. So on us, hey, we got to battle it out. We can make it happen. I can tell you this, Stephen Fry, you might as well wear earplugs because you're not going to hear anything anyway, except for us. We're going to be in your ear all game.
Are you talking to Mr. Fry?
Mr. Fry, Mr. I give up one every game that hopefully the guys don't finish. Yeah, that's the one. He's going to be.
I was going to say.
Yeah. He's going to be an experience for sure.
So I hope so. And here's the thing is I got to talk to him. Okay. And I love the guy. I think he's a great person. Mm-hmm. But I hope that when he is on the pitch at Bank of California, I hope that he forgets everything that he's learned his entire life about football. So it's one of those things that, yes, it was only 1-0 at their home. They only dealt with about 532 members.
Mm-hmm.
They did not deal with 3,252
supporters
or 22,000.
Yeah. Honestly, the way that stadium is built, we're on top of you. There's no getting away. There's no escaping. You're going to have to deal. And communication for both teams will be difficult when that thing starts ripping up. And I can guarantee you, mm-hmm. opening day, this is going to be electric. And from what we noticed, even from the practice session, you could say, once the fans are
don't call it a practice session because the English people get mad.
Deal with it. I'm American. That's how it goes.
Thank you. I love you, Jordan.
Yeah. you yeah, whatever. The moments that I did hear other fans jumping in from the center, from across the way, mm-hmm. to the echo is insane in that place.
Dude, remember it was just me, you and me.
Well, yeah, just the roof acts like a secondary drum. Like it bounces back.
It was ridiculous. I think we did talk about this. Yeah. So it was just you and I chanting in the stadium, literally with maybe, 10 other people, if that?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded massive. So good luck, Stephen Fry. Let me jump right back into this. So Schmetzer wasn't quite ready. He wasn't quite ready to dub Clint Dempsey a super sub. But he also understands that it's not a role the veteran would embrace. I don't think Clint Dempsey, and this is Schmetzer talking, I don't think Clint Dempsey is okay with anything but starting and scoring goals. Mm-hmm. That's what he's done his entire career. Okay. So suspended for their team. And I'm talking about the Flounders. The Sounders suspended none. Suspended after next caution, none. International duty, none yet. We all know Roman Torres is probably going to be taking off during the World Cup break. Injury report. This is where it gets a little sad. Injury report. Jordan Morris is out with the torn ACL. Harry Shipp is out with a ankle sprain. And then questionable, their new man, Mr. Kim Keehee, is out with the right calf strain. Mr. Waylon Francis is out with the right hamstring strain. And Victor Rodriguez is out with the right knee sprain. So their projected starting in 11 is, should we say their formation is 4-2-3-1, I guess?
Yeah,
from right to left?
Probably.
Okay, so here we go. Stephen Fry at the goal, of course. Then they're going to have Kelvin Leerdam. Roman Torres, who has been not there this season.
No.
Shad Marshall, Nuo Tolo, and then we have Gustav Svensson and Osvaldo Alonso. Ossie Alonso. And then we have, of course, Mr. Lodero, Roldan, and Alex Roldan, believe it or not.
Whoa, Christian, check that out.
Yeah, Christian Roldan's little brother coming up. That was pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, platooning at this point.
Well, I mean, yeah, we started John Moutinho, but Alex Roldan, in case those of you who are not familiar, he actually was picked up in this past super draft. Yep. So brand new, Christian Roldan's brother, little brother. Looks like he's projected starting 11. And, of course, up front, Mr. Will Bruin.
With Dempsey on the bench.
Yeah. Yeah. So they don't even project Dempsey being in starting 11, which is crazy.
I'd be surprised, honestly. I think he'll want to be out there for this one. This is historic. Whether they're a home team or the away team, this is a different vibe. Dempsey's a competitor. He's going to battle to get there. We'll see if it happens. If not, yeah, I mean, we're going to have to keep it real honest late in the game because he'll be coming in. But, yeah, looking at that team, looking at the issues that they have, yeah, they've got some stuff, like some players missing. But, again, desperation's dangerous. We have to be careful against this team. We know what they're capable of, even with the tools that they do have. We know what they're capable of. So take nothing lightly. You can't. You just can't do it in this league. It'll bite you.
Absolutely. I think that's that goes without saying that in the MLS, nothing is really set in stone. Everything can change in a minute. And just a heads up, Western Conference is what we're looking at. This is a Western Conference showcase. So, number one in the Western Conference, of course, is Sporting Kansas City. And they are up there with 17 points. Guess who's number two, Joseph?
It's the team that calls LA home.
The only team that calls LA home.
Exactly.
That would be LAFC coming in at number two. Then we have FC Dallas at number three. Carson Galaxy at number four. Real Salt Lake at number five. Whitecaps at number six. By the way, I need to throw this in there really quick. Real Salt Lake just beat the Whitecaps. Or I'm sorry, just lost to the Whitecaps 2-0. Ooh, almost did a super.
Did yeah, you see what happened in that game?
No, what happened?
So the Caps score a penalty kick. Mm-hmm. And their player takes his shirt off and totally forgets that he was sitting on a yellow card. He got red carded for taking his shirt off after a penalty kick. It was awesome.
What a dummy.
You got to check it out. It's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, number six, Vancouver Whitecaps FC. Let's skip down real quick to number 12, last place in the Western Conference. Seattle Sounders.
It's early. It's early. Yeah, they won't be down there at the end of the year. They won't be down there by the All-Star break. They're not going to be down there.
Okay, you want to know what the biggest news is coming out of this? And I know that we talk about LAFC and LAFC only, but let's talk about this really quick. Seattle Sounders are up there with 4 points right now in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. Last of the table.
Yeah.
Can you tell me who that club is?
Minnesota. Wait.
No.
Wait. Bottom of the table. For the West.
Yeah, like no. Not just West, but East included. I'm talking about Shield.
Oh, that's Toronto then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're you know what it is? It's playing the international matches. Whoever's stuck in doing that right now is just basically throwing away the domestic game. They all did it. Mm-hmm. They all made the sacrifice to sacrifice their domestic matches early in the year for the sake of making a long run. And now they're hurting for it.
Yeah. Okay. So I needed to throw this out there. Because now let's talk about the actual Supporters Shield standings. Sporting Kansas City is up there with 17 points. They have played 8 games. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just to kind of give you guys a little bit of a heads up here. We're not even close to anywhere where it's important to start talking about this, but it's still very, it speaks volumes of what LAFC has been able to do so far. So Sporting KC, 17 points. New York City FC, who was at the top, tied for 17 points. Now it's a goal differential issue, right? And then we have Atlanta with 16 points, Orlando 13, Vancouver 13, and then LAFC, guys, they're with 12 points. Here's the thing. Sporting KC, eight games played. NYCFC, 8 games played. Atlanta, 7. Orlando, 7. Vancouver, 9. We're at 6 games played right now with 12 points. Let that sink in for a second. If you guys aren't good at math, we are two games away from reaching 17 points. That was, so basically, we are completely at the top of the pack right now. Is what I'm trying to say. I can't even put my words together because I'm getting really excited. So games played by Sporting Kansas City, who is at the top right now, is 8. We've only played 6. We're at 12. If you add 3 plus 3, that's 6. 6 plus 2 equals 18. So if, let's say we were the same amount of games played, LAFC would be at the top right now. That's what I'm trying to say.
So you mean to tell me we're in the supporter race with games in hand and we're winning on the road? Not so bad.
No, but like you said, it's a little bit early, probably.
Super early for this stuff. But the thing is, we're in the pack, expansion team, and we're in the middle of the pack. We're in the top of the pack. Let's be honest.
Yeah, man.
We're on the top end. So we're in the race with games in hand. The team above us, we've already beaten. Yes, some teams have beaten us that are, one team above us has beaten us. But honestly, that was the wake-up call match, so it is what it is. We won't give them that again. We won't get that again from this kind of a squad.
No. Do you want to get happy? They don't have a Piatti, man. Seattle Sounders do not have a Piatti. That's what I was just thinking about.
They don't have that guy. I mean, they have Alonso, but Alonso's...
Nah.
2-3 years ago. Yeah, it's Seattle.
Let's talk about how they almost got rid of him, put him on the chopping block, and he wasn't happy with them.
And that he thought for a second he was going to be playing for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, and wasn't happy about it?
And We're like, nah, sort of.
Nah, he's just disgruntled. the other thing we have to look at is they're an aging team. They're playing on artificial turf. You can't get past that. Like, no wonder there's injuries. But...
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, Seattle's on the bottom. I don't think they'll end on the bottom. Things will get better for them. On our end, from what we're doing this week, outside of all the celebrations that everyone's doing, I think the team is super focused. They know what they have to do. They don't want to let anybody down on this one. The inspiration that I've seen in the players' faces since beginning to check out that stadium to see where they're being treated, what they expect to do, and also the camaraderie that I'm seeing develop within the squad. Yeah, man, sky's the limit. I can't predict where we're going to finish, but I can tell you darn straight, we do look like a playoff team already. And hopefully we stay healthy and we get there. Because, once you get into the playoffs in this league, anything goes.
Oh, man, I'm just I'm really, really excited for Sunday, man. I think we're coming up with a win, all right? And so Now jumping into our predictions, I'm going to go ahead and just throw this out there. I think this is going to be a 3-0 win against Seattle. Easy 3-0 win. What do you think?
Prediction was 3-1. 3-1.
Hmm. So you think they'll get one past us, huh?
I'm thinking that another phantom video review will do us in. For another goal.
Stupid
video review. Yeah. We're not all big on shutouts, let's be honest. We have the keeper for it, but the style we've been playing lately is about goal trading, so mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see a shutout happening.
Which is more exciting though.
It's fun, like, man. It's entertaining. Yeah. It would scare the hell out of me in the playoffs, but for now, have fun with this. This is cool. Gaining points, playing crazy. It's all right with me, man. I'm fine with that. But yeah, we're winning this weekend, man. There's no doubt about that. 3-1 is my prediction. You got 3-0 blowout. Whatever happens, obviously, we're both figuring on a lot of goals being scored by our side of the business.
Look, Joseph, I think it goes without saying that it's going to be kind of unfair against Seattle because we're going to be playing with 12 people. Am I right?
I don't think so. When have we played with 12 in this league?
Always, man.
I mean, I'm supporter side. Supporter side, yes. But
okay, now you're catching on?
Yeah, that's exactly. But referee side? No.
No. We don't need 13. We have 12. We don't need another extra person.
We don't need them, but
it's the 11 on the field and the 32 count as that number. That's what I was trying to get.
Stadium. Okay. That stadium is intimidating. So it's the 12th man. The 12th man will definitely be there. But
oh yeah,
man, the refs. No love for them. No love for this video review thing. Whatevs.
A rope, a tree. Okay.
I know.
Hey, I know. Hey, I stopped. The other news really quick because, okay, so 3-1, 3-0. We haven't been right yet.
We've been close. Who's scoring, man? You didn't call your goals.
Oh, my goals. First goal ever at Bank of California. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Marcos Ureña, dude. Marcos Ureña is going to score the first goal at Bank of California. I have this gut feeling that is going to happen. Other two are going to be Vela and Rossi.
Oh, Rossi. Rossi's going to break it.
Oh, Carlos Vela. You think it's Rossi?
Yeah, I think Rossi. He's all about the moment, man.
Marco Ureña. Yeah.
And
Jaumutino. He's not in the starting 11.
Hey, man, I'm ready. I'm ready. You're ready. Let's do this. Cannot wait.
Oh, yeah.
Jao's not playing. We're pretty sure of that. So
we'll still chant him, though.
We're still, he's one of our boys. He's always going to be one of our boys. He's our first ever draft pick, and he'll get better. And he'll get healthy. Get well soon, Jao.
He's the only one that we have a selfie with. So
dude, come on. He'll be fine. he'll be good. He'll be good. Man, we're still going to sing his name. We're always going to sing his name. He's a legend for us. Okay. I do also think that, Ureña is going to get off the he's going to get off the slump and put one in. He'll probably set up all the other goals as well. Because, that's what Ureña does. So
that's what he does.
So we have a good, well-oiled machine. Let's just hope that it provides most of the fireworks on the day.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm dude, I can't even put words together. I'm excited. Before we jump into some tailgate information,
yes.
Mr. Nico Sornomas finally properly announced, and we can talk about it. By the way, we've known about this for a little while because we have the media guide, and the media guide clearly states Nico Sornomas is an LAFC player. So he is signed officially and has been loaned out to our USL affiliate, which is Orange County Soccer Club. So he'll be playing with them, and I think that is mainly based on the fact that he does require an international slot.
Yes, yes, so.
Yeah, fantastic player, by the way.
He's a future player for us. He will be in the lineup eventually. Moves will be made, I'm sure. And he's got the talent that he just needs to refine it a bit. That's the key for him. And he needs to put in some work. And he will. And he'll be up with the big team eventually. I think out of roster need, we kind of had to let him go for right now.
Yeah. So I don't want to make any more breaks, man. So let's just go ahead and close out the show. So because there's a couple of things that we have to talk about on top of Nico Sornomas being added to the LAFC roster and then loaned out to Orange County. Dude, tailgate for this Sunday. This is going to be huge. So the game starts at 6 p.m. Unfortunately, on a Sunday. That's probably not the best thing. However, those that are with the supporter groups do need to be in the stadium for everything that is happening by around, I believe it's 4:15, 4:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that looks like it's the situation is 4:30. I know it's incredibly early, but there's some incentive for it. And there's some reasoning behind that. Some of it wasn't by choice, I will say. As many of you noticed today, your tickets miraculously disappeared and reappeared as the day went by. And for some, haven't received them back again. So because of ticket insanity with SeatGeek, Yeah, they're trying to get people to go into the stadium as early as possible in case they run into an issue, so they can fix it. And if they have to print out paper tickets, at least they have time to get through, and it won't look like something from Homeland Security where you're going to miss your match, miss your flight, right? So that's why they're pushing for that. Also, the supporters have another awesome benefit. In the North End at the new Heineken bar, it's going to be supporter happy hour in a way. It's a program called...
Shut up. Sorry.
90 before 90. Yeah, so you're encouraged to enter the stadium 90 minutes before the 90 minutes because of discounted beer prices, thanks to our friends from Heineken.
Shout out.
Total shout out. And a special supporter hot dog.
Sponsor us, Heineken. Give us your money.
Yeah, so there's going to be...
Hot dogs. Sorry.
Hot dogs, a supporter hot dog. I can't tell you what it is. I thought Jimmy Lopez was the supporter hot dog, but it's okay.
He's my supporter hot dog.
He's your supporter hot dog.
Don't tell Cassie.
Yeah, so I had to, man. You should have seen we did earlier in the week. It'll be viral. Don't worry. It'll be out there. Just going to fair warning on that one. In any case.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll let it go natural. That being said, yes, there's going to be special rates for food and drinks. Everybody gets in there early, and we get the North End dialed in well before the match even begins. And guess what, guys? We need you in there early. Tifo is going to be off the hook for this match, and we need all hands on deck to make sure it's right before the game begins, not rushing to make it work. But no, we need to be on our A game today, or on our A game on Sunday, because it's going to be big. It's going to be challenging. We're taking a big risk with what we've done, and we're all a part of this show, so we need you guys dialed in early. So that's another reason. Dude, we want to stay in longer for the tailgate as well, but again, we don't want everybody stuck outside because of a ticketing issue while the game kicks off. So we're going to have to play along with this one to make it work. To make sure that we're all dialed in and we're putting on a show when we need to put on a show. Because you're going to get shocked by some of the things you're going to see in this game. Outside of what happens on the field, everyone needs to be in that stadium early because you're going to really, really love what's coming your way.
Okay, good. So, and I'm glad you said that because we need to make sure that those that are listening that are not part of the 3252, that are not going to be sitting in the North End, all of you guys, spread the word, get in there early. So here's what my recommendation is going to be as a professional tailgater. I promise you, I am a professional tailgater. So is Joseph, by the way. We've been doing this for years. Noon. That is when you want to get to the stadium. 12 p.m. is when you want to be there. Why, you ask? Because that is when tailgating is going to start. You're going to get a full 4 hours of tailgating. That is why you want to be there at noon. That is why you want to make sure that you are in there so that you guys have all of the drinks that you want, all of the fun, all of the talking, all of the conversation, meeting people, coming to say hi to us. That's the most important part. And then at 4:15, 4:30, we're going to be making our walk into the stadium because you guys are not going to want to miss out on what is going on inside of the stadium. So trust us when we say there's been a lot of work that's been going into this. You are not going to want to miss out on the opening day festivities. Yeah. 100% need to be there. Am I right or am I right, Joseph?
You are beyond right. You are as right as you can possibly be. Guys, this is our celebration. This is our moment. The last thing I want to hear you doing is talking about your terrible ticketing situation while the rest of us are making history.
Give yourself time.
Get in there and make history with us. We need you. We need all hands on deck. We need all 3252. We need all sections covered. We need everybody dialed in, even the people that are hanging out in the water feature. Take a step out of the water feature, man, and make some noise for the boys. Okay, this is a moment. This is our moment. You only get one first, okay? Your one first opening day chance. So participate, become a part of this. Let's do this, guys. We need the win, we need the experience, and we need to celebrate. So get in there and let's have some fun.
Hey, and on top of that, LAFC is throwing in a 10% discount at the LAFC headquarters. That is our merchandise store. So if you have your name and photo ID when you check out, you just let them know, hey, I'm a LAFC season member. You automatically get 10% off at the team store. So there you go. A little added incentive for you guys to make sure you take care of business beforehand. Man, that shop is amazing. Yeah, and cool. Once you walk in there, Joseph's actually gotten to see it in person. I haven't yet, but I can already tell you guys, this stadium is the most beautiful thing you've ever walked into.
Yeah, there's really nothing like it in MLS. Not at all. And our HQ, as they call it, it's the biggest MLS fan shop in the league.
Oh, do you want to tell them the square footage? I think I might have already said this in the video, which thank you for the segue. YouTube, we have a video where we did a tour, but compared to the biggest store, I believe, is Atlanta United at 2,000 square feet. If I'm not mistaken, the numbers are, we are at about 5,000 square feet for our shop.
Yeah, we kind of blew them out of the water, didn't we?
Yeah, you walk into a house to buy LAFC gear.
Yeah, and you know what? The variety, since I was in there, is random enough that actually there's not too much redundancy. Like, it makes sense. They have so much cool gear in there for the whole family. And you can customize your jerseys on the spot for all to see. Yeah, that's there. It's quick. Ooh. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So
you want your blessing jersey? That's the place to get it.
And so with that being said, make sure you bring your credit cards. Joseph, yes. And I. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to bring your credit cards.
Yeah, bring your credit cards. And I also want to say this.
Don't get in trouble, though.
Yeah, I got in trouble already, so it's okay.
I'll pay you back. I promise.
It's okay. It's all right, man. I'm loving every second of it. Dude, there's some gear in there that you can't find anywhere else. I'll just throw that out there. And that you're going to want. And it looks awesome. So budget for it. Also, if the store is too crazy, all right, if it's nuts, there will be fan HQs located at the corners, all corners of the stadium. Kid you not. So you go to the northeast corner, there's a fan HQ. You go to the southeast corner, there's a fan HQ. They look like shipping containers, but they're actually storefronts that open up in the front, and they're pretty cool. So if you can't get to the big building, the satellites are for sure going to be there.
There you have it. Oh, man, this place is going to be bumping. Again, we are going to be in Christmas Tree Lane starting at 12 o'clock, right, Joseph? I think the entire 3252 is going to be there.
Yeah, so that is 3252 zone over there. So the only tailgating available will be Christmas Tree Lane, and it'll be 3252's show. 3252 supporters are the reason why it went down that way, is we got it secured. We fought for it.
Talk about the fact that that almost didn't happen, or can we not?
I can say enough to say that it almost didn't happen, but the grassroots spirit of the 3252 won the day, and we had some good people go to bat for us. And
claps.
So not only will the 3252 be kicking off in Christmas Tree Lane, but LAFC's got their own party right next to ours. They're taking up 2/3 of Christmas Tree Lane with their own fan fest. Of course, we're all invited to party in that as well, and you will probably find me in there too. That being said, basically the sponsors have their booths. There's a lot of stuff, food trucks, you name it. Zach takes up the other part of Christmas Tree Lane. And of course, at the end of all that, right in front of the Coliseum, is where our drum circle will, of course, kick off later on in the day before we march into the match. So as you can see, everything's integrated, everything's moving. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of fun to be had for the pregame.
So Joseph and I will be all over Christmas Tree Lane along with our families. So if you do see us, we'll have some stickers on us. We'll have some high fives, some hugs, maybe, depending. Maybe not hugs. Maybe I'll hug you. Joseph is not too much of a hugger. I'm a hugger. but regardless, it should be a good time. And so we want to make sure that you come and say hi to us. And, you know, maybe have a beer with us. You know, we're going to have some craft beers over there to start off the game around, again, noon in Christmas Tree Lane. That's where we want to see you guys. Hopefully you guys can all join us.
No doubt our tailgates will be a family affair. Everybody's invited. It's going to be a lot of amazing food, a lot of amazing drink, music, you name it, we do it. All of the supporter sections are going to be kicking off full tilt. We're all going to be together, shoulder to shoulder, even at the tailgates, wandering around amongst each other to see all the amazing food. Looking at you guys, Tigers. I'm still going to bug you guys.
What?
I know. There's some barbecue going on over there.
Korean barbecue?
I'm thinking so.
Oh, dude, I'm in.
Right? So sharing is caring.
Some bulgogi? Yeah,
sharing is caring, everyone. So the beer and everything, we're all going to be working together to make this happen logistically. It's going to be fun. Do we need a theme? No, the theme is us. Okay, we're just gonna have a good time hanging out and getting prepped for game day because we got some work to do once we go inside.
Awesome, and I think we can actually talk about it now. So as a little bit of a incentive to want to be inside of the stadium beforehand, if you're not with the 3252, you will be marching in if you're with 3252. But if you're not, I strongly recommend you're in there. Because there may or may not, actually no, there will be a okay. How do I say this? There's going to be a certain thing that may or may not be able to fly at a record speed of 210 miles per hour in that stadium that you're gonna want to see. So, if Jerry, that doesn't get you excited, can you talk about it?
I can't throw a streamer that fast, man. Give me a lot of credit, but I can't do it that fast.
Okay, maybe not 210. 5 miles per hour. You guys.
Yeah.
You guys, we have Falcons. We have Falcons. And we can talk about this now. So, dude. Joseph and I got the honor of meeting these said Falcons. And they are freaking, and this is not a bad word, they're badass. They are awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about that, by the way? Because we've been having to keep this like quiet, but we can finally talk about the fact that we have freaking Falcon.
So yes, the birds are doing their thing. These guys are amazing. I can tell you firsthand, having one buzz past my head in a construction site. You can verify that, right, Jerry?
So I have video. I can finally post it, actually.
You have it?
Oh, yeah,
dude.
I have it.
Dude, okay.
So we could, again, we couldn't talk about this, but I think it was Ollie actually flew.
I got buzzed by a bird. Yes.
It was quite awesome.
It was as close as I thought it was, right?
Yeah, no, it was oh, okay. Really close.
I'm not exaggerating, but yeah. And the look he gave us after he landed on the supporter railing and looked back down at us, that was pretty freaking cool. Yeah,
it basically is like, what's up, dude?
What's up, dude? I just buzzed you like you're like a random mouse I'm going to take out, but it's all good. And I'm going to do it again. And he did it again. So this is a really awesome bird that's controlled by the coolest things ever. I won't say so, you know, how they do it. But I can tell you that thing lands on command where you tell it to land and comes back again. And it's really cool. The other birds are more performance-based birds in terms of just speed and wild and crazy and precision. It's so cool to watch. They were out there again the other night where we were practicing. In the North End, and they put on a show for us while we were singing again. Jimmy actually got to handle one, which is even crazier. I can tell you the trainers are brilliant. It's a family that does it. They will be out and about to meet people. They are extremely friendly. They answer pretty much anything you have to ask. And are very involved. They love the team. They love doing what they do. God, they're amazing birds. And you're going to see the show when you get in there. Do not miss it. I've seen some of the practices. I can't wait for the real thing, because this is going to be truly awesome. The club, once again, they did it again. They found something else that was unique. Made it their own, and you know, I didn't settle on one bird. No, we get a team, we get a squad. Again, they've done it again. You're gonna love everything that you see. You'll be surprised what turns out of it, but do not miss it. Don't be late coming in.
There you go. So I think that's enough incentive to get you guys in early. Again, you guys definitely want to get in there early, because 12 o'clock. Joseph and I will be there, okay? We'll be strong, loud, maybe drunk, possibly. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe. We might be.
Nah.
No, probably not. Nah. But, hey, but you know what? We've been holding back. It's been quite a few years since we've gotten to do this. And, again, we're going to be with our family, so, of course, it's going to be as crazy. But we are happy to say hi to you guys. Please come say hello. We'll be all over the place. We'll be transmitting. We're going to do what we can live. I don't want to promise anything, because it's going to really depend on where we're getting pulled back and forth to. So that's really going to be the tough thing. I can tell you guys that I will be going live a couple of times on Snapchat for Copa 90. Once again, we have gotten the honor of being asked to do Snapchat for Copa 90. So we're going to be doing that throughout the fan fest, the festivities, as well as the game, and probably afterwards. So make sure that you join us for that. It's really going to be a fun time, and it's really worth coming out early. So if I can convince you guys, if Joseph hasn't convinced you guys, but everything he just told you guys about the Falcons, I honestly don't know what will. So we know it's going to be just hectic and chaotic. So keep that in mind. We are going to do our best to cover everything. I'm doing Copa 90. Joseph is the president of 3252. So keep that in mind. Be nice to us. But also, at the same time, we would love to say hi. We would love to meet you. We would love to take a picture with you and just hang out and really just drink a beer with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tailgate is going to be your best opportunity to hang out and talk. I'm telling you this right now. Once we get into the stadium, it's go time. There's probably a million different directions I'm going to get pulled within the first 2 seconds of being inside. That is what happens. It's game day. It's game day number one. So, yeah, in there, if you're in the North End, make some noise. Do it. If you're out in tailgate, let's hang out and talk. It's all good. I love it. If you hear me walk around, see me walk around on the concourse, either of us, dude, call us out. It's cool, man. We, you know, when we're traveling like that, we love to talk to you guys. We love to hear the feedback. We love to hear your questions. This is your show, guys. This is, you know, you call in, you listen. We're beyond thankful. So when we're out and about, talk to us. Definitely love hearing from you.
Yeah, no, it's been really awesome to get to hear from you guys and how much you guys are liking the podcast or what you guys recommend we do. We do take all of it into consideration, I promise you guys. And so whenever it comes to the blog, and in which Mr. Andrew Duran is doing a fantastic job, so shout out to you. We do take all of it into consideration. And so we appreciate any of the input. We appreciate you guys talking to us. And again, we'll have some freebies for you guys at the game. If you want to come up and talk to us, please don't hesitate at all. But I feel like that's going to do it for us, man. This has been kind of a long one. But at the same time, it's
appropriately long.
appropriately long because there's a lot of stuff happening.
this is the lead up to the thing we've been waiting for 3+ years. And honestly, I'll just say it. My whole life as a fan of the sport in this city, this is the moment. This is the team. This is nothing like we've ever seen before. We finally have something that's worthy, that's worthy of calling LA home and being that and being honest about it. And our first chance to see them where they belong is Sunday. So, you know, whatever tifos you're making, whatever plans you're making, be ready. Don't be late. Enjoy every second of it. And, of course, enjoy it with your fellow fans and your supporters. And join us and make some noise with us. And we'll all make it a collective, amazing, awesome experience.
That was awesome, Joseph. But I'm going to have to ask, is there anything else that you want to say before the last show that we do as a podcast ever without having our home officially open?
After Sunday, nothing will ever be the same. It's a change, you know. This is the transition's here, so I expect things to pretty much explode after this weekend. It hasn't already, but yeah, you're gonna see something you've never seen before, none of us have seen before, and I can't wait to enjoy this ride with all you guys.
Awesome. With that being said, I think my last thoughts are going to be this. Jerry's last thoughts. Here we go. I feel like I've heard that somewhere in the show before or something.
Final thought.
Here's the final thought. I'm not Jerry Springer. I'm Jerry Jimenez. And here we go. This has been a long time coming. And one of the biggest memories for me ever in my life is going to be being at the first ever Gensler meeting, where we got to talk about what we want in a stadium, what we want out of a stadium, and what we want to do with our stadium, our home. And we got to be a part of it. And by we, I mean Joseph was there, his wife was there, I was there, and my wife was there. At that time, nobody was aware of the fact that Nydia was pregnant. So actually at that meeting, at the first ever Gensler meeting, we told our Black Army family that both Nidia and I were pregnant with Diego. So that was a really big personal moment for us that we wanted to share with everybody. And it just so happened to be at the first ever meeting of what would be Banc of California Stadium. So coming home with Diego being 2 years old, and with my wife and I almost coming up on 8 years of marriage, this is a huge moment for my family, as well as for Joseph's family and for everybody else's family that has been involved in this process. So before we close out the show, I know it's a little bit of a tearjerker, but I just wanted to let everybody know that this is huge for us. This is not just something that we can say, oh, yeah, it's a game. We're going to go to a soccer game. It's not just a soccer game. This is much more than that. And so I wanted to share that with all of you guys because it kind of adds a little bit more of why we do this show, why we spend time doing this podcast. It is currently 12:30. On a Saturday now. So we've gone from Friday into Saturday recording this. And I wanted to throw that out there that I really appreciate Joseph's time because I know that that's valuable as well as mine is as well. And we love you guys. So we really, really, really want you guys to come and say hi to us because we want to know that what we're doing is reaching you guys. And we're almost closing up on about 3,000 subscribers now, which is just huge.
Thank you guys.
Huge.
Amazing. Yeah.
So, and whenever anybody comes up and talks to us, we love it. And we talk about it later on. Like, dude, can you believe like people are actually listening to our dumb butts? So, we get excited. We talk about it all the time. And, we just wanted to say, you know, thank you really from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you guys.
Allowing us to be a part of your experience with this club as much as we've shared about ourselves. And I think it's been eye opening to see that, you know, our experience we came in with is shared with so many other people. and they all have something that they're taking from this club, and there's something that this club is providing them. And many are unique, but most are shared. They really are. And know that you're not alone in what you wanted from this team, and to know that they listen to you from the get-go, and they listen to all of you. That's one thing that this club has always done, is it listens. And when you're walking through there and you're looking in the stadium, you're seeing how things break down, it'll come across and you go, gosh, they actually did listen. They weren't giving us lip service. And now all of it comes together for all of us. It's all of ours. Nobody's, no individual's toy. This is everyone's experience. And it's the fact that it is everyone's that makes it so special and makes it so important.
Absolutely. And so with that being said, happy 40th, and I hope here's to 40 more. How's that? Here's to 40 more episodes of this, and hopefully you guys keep listening. As long as you guys are listening, we're going to keep doing this as long as we possibly can. So thank you guys one more time. For Mr. Joseph Sacker, my name is Jerry Jimenez, and you have been listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. Stay golden.